chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, we want to read the parable contained in verse 9 through 14 for our text this evening. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. We come to this most familiar of the parables that Jesus Christ spoke during his ministry. And a parable is, how do you finish that? A parable is, what definition do you give? What understanding do you have as to what a parable is? A parable is an earthly story with a spiritual meaning, simplest way to define it. A worldly illustration with a spiritual lesson to be gleaned or learned from the passage of Scripture. Tonight we want to look at the subject of justification. And I ask you the same question. Justification is what? How do you define justification? Simply put, to justify is to declare righteous. Justification is an act of God whereby he pronounces a sinner to be righteous because of that sinner's faith in Christ. That's the simplest definition of justification that we've come across lately. To justify is to declare righteous. Justification is an act of God whereby he pronounces a sinner to be righteous because of that sinner's faith in Christ Jesus. According to one theologian, the root idea in justification is the declaration of God, the righteous judge, that the man who believes in Christ, sinful though he may be, is righteous, is viewed as being righteous because in Christ he has come into a righteous relationship with God. The dime store definition is justification is to be declared just as though we had not sinned by God. Justification happens when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. He spoke this parable in verse number 9 unto certain ones, to a specific crowd. And I think the specific crowd that he spoke it to, in light of the fact that he uses the Pharisee as his first example, he was speaking to the Pharisees, who were the prime ones who trusted in themselves. He spoke this parable to actually conceal from them the real meaning, the real understanding of it. Regarding parables, Jesus said, I speak unto them in parables because it's not given to them to receive these things. He said to his disciples, but unto you it is given. And I speak not in parables to you, or I give explanation to the parables that I speak in your hearing. He gives this parable to deal with self-righteousness. And in dealing with self-righteousness, he deals with the justification of one of these two. And we want to look at the subject of justification as it is contained in this passage of Scripture. Verse number 14, Jesus speaking says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. So this is a parable about two people, two men, one self-righteous, one a self-diagnosed sinner, and one returned to his house having been justified. Having been justified. The Pharisee was deluded by self-righteousness. He basically thought he didn't need to be justified, because there was nothing wrong with him. He was doing a pretty good job at his own efforts to bring about righteousness. We see he was not only deluded about himself, his righteousness, but he was deluded about prayer. He prayed thus with himself. Prayer is not about talking to yourself. Prayer is not about talking about yourself. Prayer is not having a conversation with yourself and coming to the conclusion you're a pretty good person. You don't need justification. He had a very high exalted opinion of himself. Very low opinion of his fellow man, the publican. He saw the publican as probably the worst of all sinners, a greater sinner, in a different class than he was himself. But it's the publican, it is the sinner, the one identified as a sinner, who goes down to his house justified. So understand and replant within your mind what a parable is. Establish in your minds and replant in your minds what justification means, what it means to be justified. And let's glean from this familiar parable what we can learn about justification. Justification is an act of God whereby he pronounces a sinner to be righteous because of that sinner's faith in Christ. So we look at this passage of Scripture. Justification is spoken of in regards to the sinner. It's not used in regards to the religious guy. It's not used in regards to the self-righteous one. It's not used in regards to the most religious of the two. But the thought of justification is used in regards to the sinner, not in regards to the righteous guy. That's because Romans chapter 3, verse number 10 tells us there's none righteous. So justification in the word justify, justified as verse 14 contains, is spoken of in regards to the sinner. Only a sinner can be justified. I think I'm safe in saying, according to my understanding of Scripture, that there's never been a righteous person justified. There's never been a righteous person justified. Because as we just said, there are none righteous. So righteousness is in regards to sinners. It's a sinner that must see their need of Christ, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of their soul. It is a sinner that by their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is declared just or justified by God. In the last part of verse number 11, he talks about the Pharisee, talks about extortioners, unjust, adulterers. I'm thankful, he said, that I'm not even as this publican. He's using the word publican there as a synonym for sinner. I'm so thankful I'm not like some. This sinner in particular. And in the last part of verse number 13, this sinner sees himself as a sinner, identifies himself as a sinner, and cries out to God to be merciful to him, a sinner. So justification, as it is found in this parable, is regarding sinners, not the righteous. Not the righteous. Romans chapter 8. We'll just read verse number 30 here. In regards to God, verse 30 says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, predetermined to save, them he also called by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those that he had predetermined to save, he called with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those that are called with the gospel of Jesus Christ, He also justified. And those whom he justified, them he also glorified. So we're talking about justification being used regarding a sinner, and only sinners are candidates for justification. In verse number 14 of our text, regarding this sinner that went to the temple to pray, along with him the Pharisee who went to pray, supposedly, it tells us in verse number 14, the first part of this verse, I tell you, Jesus speaking here, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. When did he find the time to keep the law? When did he find the time to do good? There was no time. That's because justification is not by works. He went to the temple to pray, saw himself a sinner, prayed, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and he immediately left and went back down to his house justified, without spending any time keeping the law, without spending any time doing good, without doing anything in the flesh to accomplish justification. Just like the thief on the cross beside Jesus Christ, he asked Jesus to remember him when he came into his kingdom. That was a demonstration of faith. Demonstration of his confidence in Christ being who Christ had said he was. And Jesus said to him, today, as your life departs you and you die, before you can do anything, before you can reform or change anything about your life, today you're going to be with me in paradise. And he went off into glory without having done anything concerning the law, without having done anything in regarding good works or his efforts. In the book of Romans, chapter 3, Romans 3, verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall be no one, no flesh, justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. By the deeds of the law, no one will be justified. This man went down to his house not because of anything he did, but because of his faith. And because of his faith, he was immediately declared just by Almighty God. The Pharisee, on the other hand, had a list of things he was proud of. I thank thee that I am not as other men. I'm not an extortioner. I'm not unjust. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not anything like this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. In spite of all of his eyes, not a single thing amounted to his justification or meriting his justification. With all that he had to his credit, he stood before God condemned, unclean. And it's the man who did nothing but call out to God for mercy that went away justified. In verse number 13, the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus Christ adds by way of amplification in the last part of verse number 14, everyone that exalts himself will be abased, but he that humbles himself shall be exalted. He who humbly believes will be exalted. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. We read 20 and 21. Now let's read 21 and 22. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith or by faith of Jesus Christ. There is a righteousness, a declaring of righteousness, that is by faith in Jesus Christ. And it's unto all and it is upon all, no exceptions, that believe. There's no difference. There's no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. There's no difference in the social standings of individuals. There's no difference in the color of one's skin. No difference in one's financial standing. This righteousness we're talking about, this justification, being declared just as though we had not sinned, is to all who believe in Jesus Christ. That brings to mind the question of the man who said, what must I do to be saved? He was told, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and Scripture tells us in several places, and thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. I think you're probably still there in Romans, so go down a few verses. Verse 23, very familiar. All have sinned and all come short of the glory of God. All, everyone, fall short of God's perfection and God's standards. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. I read a man who said something to the effect, it's not through faith in his love, but it's faith in his blood that's counted to righteousness. God has set forth Jesus Christ to be the propitiation through one's faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just. God is always just. That he might be just, that he might be the justifier of who? Of him which believeth in Jesus. Of him that believes in Jesus. So in this parable, justification is used in regards to a sinner. Only sinners are candidates for justification. And I just want to say, as simply as I can put it, everybody here tonight qualifies. We've just read, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All who see themselves as sinner, all who are sinners and all are candidates. And when we speak of justification, we speak regarding sinners, not the righteous. Justification is not by works, not by the keeping of the law. There was no time, there was no space, there was no opportunity for this man to do anything but believe. And he went down to his house just that quick. He went down to his house justified. It works just that quick tonight. Hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, how he died, was buried, and rose again for sinners. See yourself as a sinner. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can leave this building tonight justified. You can leave this building declared by Almighty God just as though you'd never sinned. That's amazing to me. My sins, oh, how's the song go? My sins not in part but the whole. My sins, there's a lot of them. For 63 years, I've been a practicing sinner. Though I'm saved by grace, I've been a practicing sinner. And I don't think you could count, though God does, and God knows how many. You couldn't count how many times I've sinned and failed my Lord. Before I was saved and since I've been saved. But I've been declared just as though I'd never done any of those things. When I received Jesus Christ as my Savior, I was justified. You can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight. Be justified. And I know how human nature works. In the flesh, human nature wants to take issue with that. You mean I'm a sinner? How rude. In the flesh, you tend to take that identification as all have sinned and you're a sinner with offense. But get over the offense tonight. See Jesus Christ. See your need of Jesus Christ. And see how you can be declared what you desire to be declared by Almighty God by believing in Jesus Christ. Justified. He had to ask God to be merciful to him, a sinner, because justification is an act of God. We go back to Romans 3, reading a little later. Verse 26, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? Is it excluded? By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith. Plainly, already plainly identified as faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Chapter 8, verse 33. We've read this passage a couple times of late. A couple Sunday nights in a row, I think. Romans 8, verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Good question. We've dealt with that question recently. But notice what is plainly declared in the last part of verse number 33. It is God that justifieth. It is God that justifieth. Justification is an act. It's not a process. Justification is instantaneous, it's gracious, it's free. But I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. In a feeble attempt to try to put some order to salvation, faulty as it may be, I would say to you tonight, one must first hear the gospel, the message of how Christ died on the cross to save sinners. Then one must see themselves as a sinner, fall under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Seeing oneself as a sinner, they must then repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of their soul. Then they are justified. Then they are glorified. It's just that simple for you, my friend. Once again, hear the message of how Jesus Christ died on the cross to save sinners. Who's a sinner? Everyone's a sinner. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. We all need Jesus Christ. That's why he died. Seems to me, if one person could have gotten saved, been saved, received salvation without what Jesus Christ did on the cross, I don't believe he ever would have done it. But he did it because it was appointed of God and because there was no other way and there was no salvation other than through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So hear the message of the gospel. Get over yourself and see yourself as a sinner as you stand before God. Turn and repent of your sins and believe Jesus Christ died for your sins. And you can go down to your house justified. There's no greater thing that could happen to you tonight than for you to go down to your house justified. Declared by Almighty God, because we've received Jesus Christ as our Savior. We're innocent, not guilty. As though we'd never sinned at all. By the decree of the Almighty, righteous judge of the world, universe, God Himself. Let's stand.